What is happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation on the WCG Podcast Channel. I'm your host, Lester Wiltfong Jr. Let's dive right into it. It is Bears, Packers. Oh my gosh, Sunday Night Football, primetime, NBC. We knew they weren't going to flex this game. We knew we were going to be stuck watching the Bears get smacked around by Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on primetime. But hey, the bright side is now Justin Fields is playing. He is not on the injury report at all. He will play. He didn't have the best of game the first game he played the Packers, but he's improved a bit since then. He had a couple games on the bench, kind of watch Andy Dalton to learn what he shouldn't do with those four picks. So it should be at least watchable. This ain't going to be a game the Bears can actually win. I don't think anyone's picking the Bears that's serious about it. Of course, there's plenty of homers out there that is going to pick the Bears no matter what. I'm sure the coach will put his pick on the Bears. Realistically speaking, the Packers, I think, are a 12-point favorite. They're in Lambeau. They're coming off a bye. They're getting healthier. This could get ugly. So I have my fingers crossed hoping Justin Fields can make this game watchable. Give us as Bears fans, you know, we want that hope. We want that hope moving into the next season. And then, of course, there's the recent rumor that Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, obviously the regime is falling away here. And maybe this is the game. Maybe this is the game that it all happens. The Bears lose. Maybe that's enough. The McCaskies finally have seen enough. And they let Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy go. Probably Matt Nagy will be first to go. That's the way it looks like it's going to go here. But there was a report that kind of came out across Twitter today on Friday. A former Chicago Bears player, Lance Briggs, kind of alluded to the fact that Ryan Pace could be out, that the Bears are looking for a GM. He hasn't really been known to break news in the past, although from what I understand, I'm not a big White Sox fan, but from what I understand, he kind of broke the Tony La Russa news that he was going to get hired on the South Side. I think a day before that happened. So, you know, he has been in the media now for a few years. You know, he was a player for a long time, a member of the Bears for a long time. Maybe he's got some connections. Maybe there's some juice to it. And then, of course, Olin Krutz went on 670 The Score on Friday afternoon. He was asked about Briggs' tweet. He didn't deny it. He said that you know, Briggs does have some knowledge there. So there's some truth to it. Maybe there is something going on now with Ryan Pace. Maybe they are looking to make a move. That does not say that they're not going to move him to a different role within the organization. That's been on the table. A lot of the guys that, you know, have talked about it that cover the Bears said that Ryan Pace going to a different role, a president-type role, could be in the cards. But the fact that they're looking for a new GM, possibly, I like it. I think it's a good deal. I think it's a good move. I think you get a new GM in place. You get rid of Nagy, you give the new GM carte blanche over the whole thing. Hey, you're running the football show, let him do his thing. And then you got a couple extra weeks here. If you get rid of Nagy, you can start looking for a new head coach week 17 this season. So I'm all for it. I wanted Pace and Nagy gone after last season. I thought that was the best time to do it. They, of course, stuck around after a week of collaboration with the McCaskies and Ted Phillips. So here we are, pretty much the same place that that Bears fans were 1 year ago. Chicago Bears are struggling. They're trying to finish strong. It's unfortunate the Bears are going to be on prime time to kind of to show everyone what they're made of. But maybe that is the best thing. Maybe the silver lining is. Like I said before, I'm never going to root for a loss. I'm going to root for the Bears to win Sunday night. I want to see them go out there. I want to see Justin Fields throw for a gazillion yards, a bunch of touchdowns. I want to see David Montgomery run for a bunch of yards. I want to see them sack the crap out of Aaron Rodgers. I want to see a dominant Bears performance. But if it doesn't happen, and the big picture says, hey, now it's time to fire Matt Nagy, let's get the rebuild started right now, I'm for it. So let's jump into the injury report. It's kind of small for both teams, which is kind of interesting at this point in the season. But the Bears have two listed as questionable, both on the D-line, Akeem Hicks, Mario Edwards Jr. But the story here is Hicks. I mean, Hicks has not played since the Steelers Monday night game. He re-injured his groin that day. Hicks is a warrior. He talked today, and man, you can feel his passion. You kind of feel for the guy because he really does want to finish his career in Chicago. He's talked about it earlier in this season. You know, he was given permission to seek a trade in the offseason. Nothing materialized. He ended up staying in Chicago. You know, there was some weird stuff going on in camp where he was kind of absent for a little bit. Nothing ever came of it. When he's on the field, he gives 110%, and he makes sure he plays against the Packers. He's one of the few Bears that openly talk about the rivalry. He plays the Packers. He wants to play the Packers. He loves playing the Packers. He's been on the short end of the stick throughout his career in Chicago. But he understands the rivalry. He understands what it means to the franchise. And he understands what it means to the Bears fans. You know, this is a big game for him. I knew he would not miss this game. And although he is questionable, he practiced in full on Friday. I can't see him missing. He'll play. Same with Mario Edwards Jr. He's questionable, but he, again, practiced in full. He's going to play. So Bears getting a couple guys back. That's good news for them. They got a couple doubtful. That's Marquise Goodwin. Wide out foot. Probably not going to play. He tried giving it a go in practice, I think, on Wednesday. But they shut him down the last 2 days. No practice Thursday, Friday. I mean, he's not really a difference maker. You know, they're getting another wide out back. So give Goodwin one more week to kind of rest up. Also doubtful for the Bears, Andy Dalton, quarterback. Left hand still sore. Left hand still swollen. Yeah, he doesn't throw with his left hand, but, you know, it's painful injury. And besides, it's Justin Fields' show anyway. You got Fields back. Dalton's going to be QB2 when he's healthy. But I think for this week, he's inactive, and it's going to be Nick Foles actually suiting up again. So then the Bears have one more injury. He was listed as out, but since the time that the report popped up earlier today, Cassius Marsh Sr., outside linebacker, he of the taunting penalty fame, he has actually put on injured reserve. The Bears made that move late Friday afternoon. They put him on IR. He hurt his knee at Hallis Hall at practice today. And they activated Bruce Irvin, who they just signed mid-November. So Marsh on IR, bring Bruce Irvin up. Kind of a wash, if you ask me. Marsh did give you some more special teams play. I'm not sure if Irvin actually does any special teams. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of work those reps. But we got to talk about the guys that are back. We already talked about Fields. No injury designation at all. He is back in full. QB1, let's go. But also, Allen Robinson is finally back. Hamstring injury that was bothering him since the Steelers game on Monday Night Football back on November 8th. He is back, ready to rock. We'll see what happens. You know, I mean, his season has not gone how he had hoped. But here we are. Allen Robinson now has about 5 games left probably in his Bears career. That's probably all he's got. He has not done much the first part of the season. He wants to get paid. It probably is not going to happen in Chicago, but he needs a strong finish to remind the league, hey, I'm A-Rob. I'm still a top receiver in this game. He needs to finish strong. If he wants to get the paycheck he thinks he's going to get, he needs a strong finish. Him and Justin Fields need to connect several times. You know, he needs to go deep, go up and get it. He needs to work those zones underneath. He needs to show the total package here. And if he's healthy, I think he's going to have a nice, strong finish to the season. Because like I said, this is contract time. This is money time. He needs to go out there and earn it. Also good for the Bears, David Montgomery. He missed practice on Wednesday with several injuries, none of which were back, which I was surprised because since he carried the Bears offense against Arizona, he was the man that game. But he had a bunch of injuries on Wednesday. No designation, practice in full. He's good to go as well. So should be good. You know, they're getting some guys back. Of course, they're missing a few still. But the fact that they're getting these guys back, they're getting healthier at some key spots. Over to the Packers. They only have 3 guys in the report this week. Again, they're coming off a bye. They had a chance to heal some guys up. David Bakhtiari is ruled as out. He has a knee injury. He hasn't played all year. He had knee surgery, and they activated him off the practice window. He just hasn't been able to really get in there, but they wanted to get him on the roster because they feel he will play at some point this season. Randall Cobb, wide receiver, he is also ruled as out. With a core injury, he actually had surgery a couple days back. I'm sure he'll go on IR at some point if they feel it's a three-week injury. But the reason he got a surgery now is because he will return for playoffs, and that was their plan with Randall Cobb. So Aaron Rodgers missing Cobb. That's his hand-picked guy. That's the guy he wanted in the offseason. So it'll hurt missing Cobb. Not sure how much because they got some other guys that can step in there, but it'll hurt a little bit. Also for the Packers is Devondre Campbell, linebacker, is illness questionable. From what I understand, he will play. All the beat guys said he should be good to go. He was actually on the reserve COVID-19 list. So last I checked the Packers website, he was still on the reserve COVID-19 list, but he's also on their injury report. So that tells me he either came off the reserve list at some point today and they didn't put it through the wire, or they're really confident he's going to come off and they're just going to list him as question with an illness anyway. But regardless, from what I understand, Campbell's going to play. And that's it. Three guys for the Packers. Let's talk about Rodgers real quick, though. Aaron Rodgers does have a broken pinky toe on his left foot. He missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, he was limited. But they're so sure of him playing. He's so sure he's going to play. No injury designation going to the game. No questionable, no nothing. Aaron Rodgers is just going to play. He's never going to miss this game. He has to be severely, severely hampered to miss a chance to stick it to the Bears and to stick it to Bears fans, because he really has been taking those I F and own you comments, and he's talked about them quite a bit this week. So he's not shying away from it. He's kind of taking it there, and Aaron freaking Rodgers. Seriously. But anyway, Packers have a few players that are actually on IR I want to mention, because there's some key players for those guys. They're missing Jair Alexander, cornerback. He's been practicing, his three windows open. They had hoped he was going to be able to play this week, but from what I understand, they're not going to be able to activate him, so he's probably going to miss this game. There's a chance they can activate him tomorrow. If that happens, that'll be kind of good news for them, because he's one of the best corners in the game. But as of right now, no Alexander. If something has changed and you upgrade that, that's a pretty significant add for them. So if that does change, I'll make sure I do update the site, the Bears Packers injury report, on WindyCityGridiron.com. So look for that. The Packers are also missing Elgin Jenkins, one of the best offensive linemen in the game. And they are also missing Za'Darius Smith, their top pass rusher. He's still on IR. So, and they're also missing tight end Robert Tonyan, who is a local kid from McHenry. So that's kind of neat, that story that he made it to the Packers. Sucks that it's the Packers, but he's in the NFL, so good for a fairly local kid in Robert Tonyan. So that's it. The Packers are missing quite a few guys on IR. They're relatively healthy as far as their active roster, but there's some key guys down. So the Bears have a chance to take advantage of some stuff here. Can they do it? Do they have the talent? I don't think so. Let's just hope for a fun game. Let's hope for some Justin Fields fireworks. Let's hope for no more significant injuries. And let's hope for a Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace exits on Monday morning. And that's it, guys. It's my time. So until we speak again, bear down, my friends.